بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالبيان أي القرآن. وبعد، respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has given us this opportunity to commence with the teaching of the meanings and the tafsir, the translation and the interpretation of the noble Quran al-Kareem. Inshallah, we will commence with Surah Al-Fatiha, since Surah Al-Fatiha is the start and the beginning of the Quran. But before we begin with Surah Al-Fatiha, I would like to give you a brief background and introduction to tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem. This is one of the greatest ilm, knowledges of the Quran al-Kareem. So, when it comes to the tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem, the idea and the focus of learning tafsir in the masjid is for us to learn the Quran, to learn the meanings of the Quran, to learn the interpretation of the Quran, the correct understanding of the Quran, so that we can act upon the orders, the ahkam of the Quran, and so that we can stay away from the prohibitions of the Quran. If a person has to do this, then this person will be from the fortunate people, from the special people, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said in a hadith reported in Ibn Majah on the authority of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi ahlina min al-nas," that Allah has some special people. Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, "Qalu ya Rasulallah, wa man hum, who are these special people?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That whom ahlul Quran, they are the people of the Quran, ahlullahi wa khassatu, they are Allah's men, they are Allah's special servants." When it comes to the seeking of the knowledge of tafsir, seeking its ilm, talabu ilm al-tafsir, then we should have this desire, we should have this zeal in coming to know فِيمَا يَخْطُبُنِي بِهِ رَبِّي, in what my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me. I want to know, what is my Allah addressing me with? There should be this communication between us and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find many of the great scholars of Quran, the Mufassirin in the past, they would embark on long, long journeys in pursuit of a tafsir of just one ayah of the Quran. It is mentioned about the famous Mufassir Masruq, that Masruq, رَحَلَ مَسْرُوقٌ إِلَى الْبَصْرَةِ فِي تَفْسِيرِ آيَةٍ, he left for Basra in pursuit of just one ayah of the Quran. When he came to Basra, Basra was very, very far from his hometown. When he came to Basra, فَقِيلَ لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِي يُفَسِّرُهَا رَحَلَ إِلَى الشَّامِ, so he came to Basra in pursuit of the tafsir of this one ayah. This one ayah. But when he came to Basra, the people said to him that that person who makes tafsir of that ayah, he no longer lives in Basra. He's not here in Basra. He has now moved on to Sham. So had it been you and I, if we have to think, what we would say, well, alhamdulillah, we tried. We couldn't learn. We didn't get it. So let's go back to home. Let's go back home. But Masruq, the riwayat mentioned, fatajahhaz, immediately he got ready, prepared himself day and day, and then he proceeded for Sham, farahara ila Sham. He says, I cannot miss this ayah. He says, hatta alima, the tafsir, the riwayat says, hatta alima tafsir hadhi ayah. He went to Sham until he learned this one tafsir interpretation of one small verse of the Quran al-Kareem. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, makastu sanatayni. He says, مَكَثْتُ سَنَتَيْنِ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَسْهَلَ عُمَرَ رضي الله عنه عَنِ الْمَرْأَتَيْنِ اللَّتَيْنِ تَظَاهَرَتَا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He says that I spent two years wanting to ask Umar رضي الله عنه about the names of just two women regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in His Quran in the verse, إِن تَتُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ سَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا, that if you two women have to turn to Allah in repentance, then it is better for you, till the end of the verse. So he says, I spent 2 years wanting to ask Umar that who are these two women that the Quran talks about. And then he says, فَمَا يَمْنَعُنِي أَنْ أَسْأَلَهُ إِلَّا مَهَابَةْ عُمَرْ. He says, nothing stopped me from asking Umar radiallahu anhu during these 2 years, except that we all know that Umar radiallahu anhu had that awe-inspiring figure. And he was scared of Umar. He was afraid of Umar. So he was scared to ask him that. He says, فَسَأَلْتُهُ. He says, after 2 years when I finally mustered up the courage and I got to Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, I went to him and I asked him, tell me, who are these two women? So Umar radiallahu anhu gave him a simple answer. He says, it refers to Hafsa to Aisha. So two names. So just two names, but it took Abdullah ibn Abbas 2 years to ask Umar radiallahu anhu. From here we see the talab and the desire that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had, that nothing was escaped and nothing was missed him from the understanding of the Quran al-Kareem. Imam Malik rahimahullah reported in his Muwatta the story about Ibn Umar. So Ibn Umar, he says, it took him, as I said, we will do inshallah the tafsir, we'll start from Fatiha, but we don't know how long it will take us. Probably it will take years. Allah knows best. But the idea is to learn the tafsir properly and then to practice upon the tafsir. Imam Malik says that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, it took him 8 years. 8 years to memorize Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Baqarah. Some reports suggest it took him 4 years. So, it was not that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu had a weak memory, ma'adallah. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he wanted to learn, he wanted to understand every injunction, every hukam, every law, every article of faith, every discussion that was contained in Suratul Fatiha. He wanted to understand it and then he wanted to practice upon them. When it comes to the interpreting of the Quran in Kareem quickly, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we see the cautiousness. Sahaba were afraid to report or to make tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem. The riwayat is mentioned about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They were scared that if they have to say something regarding a tafsir of the Quran, it must not be against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really intended and meant in that particular verse. So the mention is made about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was asked about the tafsir of just one harf in the Quran. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُذِلُّنِي وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي. Which sky shall give me shade and which ground shall carry me? In other words, there is no sky nor there is any ground that one will want to have me. And then he says, وَأَيْنَ أَذْهَبْ. Where can I go? وَكَيْفَ أَصْنَعْ. And what can I do? إِذَا قُلْتُ فِي حَرْفٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَرَادَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. If I have to give tafsir of one harf that is in the kitab of Allah, contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended. From here we see the vast majority of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, a handful of some legendary great Sahaba who were known as Mufassirin, who were well versed with the Quran al-Kareem and all its ulum, all its various sciences, all of its ulum. Like Ali radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu, he used to praise the tafsir of Ibn Abbas. كَانَ يُثْنِي عَلَى تَفْسِيرِ Ibn Abbas. And he would وَيَحُدُّ عَلَى الْأَخْذِ عَنْهُ. He would encourage the people to come and take from Ibn Abbas. And Abbas radiallahu anhu, on the other hand, he would tell the people, مَا أَخَذْتُ مِنْ تَفْسِيرِ الْقُرْآنِ. Whatever tafsir of Quran that I learned, فَعَنْ عَلِيٍ. That's coming from Ali radiallahu anhu. So look at their humility amongst themselves. Zayd radiallahu anhu, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Amr bin As. One riwayat is mentioned about Ali radiallahu anhu. Amir bin Wathilah radiallahu anhu says, talking about the in-depth knowledge that Ali radiallahu anhu had about the tafsir of Quran. So he says, one day I saw him on the minbar giving khutbah. Shahidtu Aliyan ala al-minbar yaqul, yakhtubu wa yaqulu fi khutbati. Ali radiallahu anhu was saying, saluni, was telling the people, his companions, ask me whatever you want to ask me. Fawallahi, لا تسألوني عن شيء يكون إلى يوم القيامة إلا حدثتكم به. By the قسم of Allah, you will not ask me about anything that will occur from now right till the day of Qiyamah, but then I will inform you of it. Ali radiallahu anhu was well aware of it. Then he said, سألوني عن كتاب الله. Ask me whatever you want to ask me about the book of Allah, the Quran. فوالله, he says, by the قسم of Allah, ما من آية, there is not a single ayah in the Quran, إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ أَبِي لَيْلٍ نَزَلَتْ أَمْ بِنَهَارٍ أم في سهل أم في جبل. There's not a single ayat in the Quran, but then I know when, whether the ayat was revealed at night or during the course of the day or on ground or in the mountain. This was the knowledge of Sahaba. Then of course comes the knowledge of the Tabi'in, those who came after the Sahaba, the famous Hasan Basri, Mujahid, Sa'id bin Jubair, Ikrima, Alqaba, Dhahhak, these were all Tabi'in. Mujahid studied by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu directly. And the type of study he did was, the way it mentions, it was qira'atu tafakum wa wukuf inda kulli ayat. It wasn't just a normal qira'ah of Quran. Rather it was a qira'ah where he wanted to understand the details and the technicalities of every single verse of the Quran. Then came the Mufassirin. After them were known as the Mutaakhirin. And a few names to mention, Abu Ja'far, An-Nahhas, An-Naqqash, Az-Zajjaj. These were scholars that came after the Tabi'in. One thing for all of us to note, my dear brothers, is that all of these scholars, the Salaf and the Khalaf, the predecessors and the latter-day scholars, all of them strove hard in giving us the correct understanding and interpretation of the Quran and Kareem. And of course, all of them are ma'jur, rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This much for today, inshallah. Tomorrow we will commence with the kalima, the word tafsir, linguistically what it means, and the technical meaning of tafsir. And from then we'll continue. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.